Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I'm going to try something. We just called in, so let me try something. I'm going to play a song and see if this is working, okay? So give me a minute. Hey, David, are you still there?
Yes, it's working. I heard it online.
It is working. Great. Awesome.
Yeah.
So we know that the recording's working now, so let's bring Paul on.
Yeah, Paul, I heard you. I heard the song and everything. So.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yay. So that was a Blog Talk radio issue right there they had going on. So,
apparently.
All right. So I just want to make sure I was making sure it was working. That was the main thing, because it was, I have no clue why it was acting up. But anyway, let's go, if you guys want to, we're going to have to kind of start over a little bit, guys, and go from where we were. And, of course, we were talking about, the first part that we were talking about is the military bringing, the troops, going in the streets of Portland, Oregon, and acting on federal troops and, kidnapping these people off the streets and putting them in vans, and people are allowing this, this is crazy stuff. I mean, it's part of like Trump's new martial law shit he's doing there. But so I just want to bring that up. David, did you see that? What do you think about that?
I think they're going to be the Trump administration is going to come out and say that these were terrorists. They've labeled Antifa as a terrorist organization. We know that Antifa is not even an organization. It's a concept. It's anti-fascism. That's all. I am anti-fascist. That's all. There's not like, there's no membership. There's no gatherings. There's no, it's not a group, an organization, but that's what he's going to do. He's going to say that these were Antifa. They're terrorists. And he's going to send them to prison without a trial. That's my opinion. I think that's what's going to happen. And his base is going to eat it up. He'll gain a few points in the polls for it. You watch and see.
Well, the thing is that Antifa is anti-fascism, when in fact, he's the fascist. Somebody said it's working now, LOL.
That's my wife, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So what did you say, Paula?
So I said, he discredits Antifa, which means anti-fascism, when in fact he's the fascist.
Right.
He is.
That's right.
He is the fascist. So, I mean, think about this. Okay. So if we're Antifa, and he's fascist, that means he's against, it says he's against fascism, when in fact he's not, because he is a fascist.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely fascist. Shut up, Jenny.
She's on you now.
I know. So I'm drunk. So my words aren't, and I don't have any teeth, so my words aren't coming out properly. So I love you too, Jenny. She says, I love you, Paula. I love you too, Jenny.
Aww.
David, that's his wife.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hi, Jenny.
That's Jerry's wife. But not too, LOL. Now you're making fun of me. Damn it.
Trump. Paula's about ready to become a Trump supporter, she said. You missed it.
Oh.
Me? Are you fucking
kidding
me? Yeah,
you. What? Why not?
Because
you don't like Donald Trump?
Oh, my God. Donald Trump he's a liar. He's a con man. He is, like, he's been taught his entire life through his poor Paula drank the
Daddy.
Orange Kool-Aid.
Ooh, Paula.
Oh, my God. She's making fun of me. No. But I get my point across, Jenny.
That you do. Yes, you do.
I get my point across. doesn't matter how much tequila I've had. I get my point across. Donald Trump is a con man, first and foremost. What is a con? And a grifter. Do you know what a grifter is?
Oh,
a
yeah.
Grifter,
you say a drifter?
A grifter. With a G. Grifter.
Oh, grifter.
What's a grifter? Look it up. Here.
I'm wanting you to tell me. Damn, girl. Come on.
Okay. Hang on. Let me look it up.
Oh, God. Wait a minute. She's looking.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to give her some time.
Okay.
Hang on.
I got it.
Yay.
Oh, you're such a dork. You're such a dork.
I got you, girl.
Okay. A grifter is somebody who can influence anybody anywhere at any time into doing whatever they choose to have them do. That will result in the grifter's personal gain, usually monetary, but really anything that benefits him or her somehow. And there was a movie called The Grifters, and it was about a mother and daughter team.
John Cusack, yes.
Huh?
John Cusack in that movie, The Grifters.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I might have to watch that
they
now
are,
you said that.
That. Yeah, you need to watch it because it's a good movie, and it shows what a grifter is really all about. It's about a mother and daughter team that are grifters. and they set out to, they don't care about anything about, except getting the money. They don't care about anything. Okay? And that's what Donald Trump is all about. He's a grifter.
Absolutely.
And I'm not the first person that said that. Okay,
no.
here's more. Con artist.
Okay.
Scam artist. Only a real grifter will leave a person thinking that they achieved exactly what they wanted to get out of whatever endeavor was initiated by the grifter. They don't have a home. Excuse me. They don't have a home of their own, and they move around from place to place. I'm sure this can be true in some circumstances, but again, you cannot pigeonhole a real grifter. They can be whoever they want to be, and that includes a person who has a normal life in their own home. Someone has been watching way too many movies and the stylized depiction of a professional con artist. In other words, it's just basically a con artist.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Interesting. I never knew that. That's something I learned today.
And he conned nearly half of America, but...
And Jenny is... Jenny, you're not getting $500 from me, damn it.
Hey, Paula, we got another caller. I'm going to take a call here real quick.
Okay.
Looks like somebody calling from a computer. Erica 111, call from a computer or so. Hello?
Yep, this is Boyer.
Who is this?
Hello?
This is Boyer. Hello?
Hey,
Robert?
Boyer, how's it going?
Doing
no, it's
pretty
not Robert
good.
Boyer.
I got a question for the Democrat. I have a question.
Go for it.
Democrat.
Question for the Democrat.
Oh, so we have an idiot calling in. Okay.
Okay.
I want to know what they mean by the Russian bounties that all the executives said that they're never briefed on because they weren't confirmed. I don't want to hear anything from the Democrats when it comes to protecting our military. We saw their viewpoints when it came to the Democrats not sending help to Benghazi.
You're a fucking idiot. They know that the president was briefed. On the bounty, because Donald Trump is owned by Vladimir Putin. Everyone knows it. You're just too fucking stupid to realize you're a Trump sucking maggot.
Hang on. The Russian bounty story.
You don't even have the guts to call in from a phone.
Where the Benghazi situation has been confirmed for years now, and you do have zilch problem with that? What do you want us to do?
Don't you have a problem with 20 U.S. soldiers being killed by Vladimir Putin and Trump doing nothing? Because he's a fucking Putin puppet. You're a fucking fool. You worship a traitor and you are a fucking traitor. You're a treasonous piece of fucking shit. Your opinion means nothing. You are beneath me.
My God. Oh
you
God.
Are beneath the me, Boyer.
Stop talking about politics.
Robert.
To get you fired up. Benghazi
Robert.
Was brought
you don't
up
care that 20
Boyer,
U.S. soldiers
Robert.
Were murdered.
You've had zero, to say about it. You've had zero problems with
his
the
name is Boyer.
Caught.
Okay.
His name's not Boyer. Power. His name's bullshit.
I'm just baffled why you bring up a proven false story.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Boyer. I have a question for the Democrats. You're fake is what you are, Boyer. That's not your real name. Your real name is Maggot.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Am I muted?
It's funny. Okay. So.
Does he have another question?
Hey,
okay.
Hello?
Really?
Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. What about 140,000 dead Americans right now, you dumb fuck?
Hello?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who are you calling a dumb fuck?
Boyer.
Can I talk?
Oh.
The guy that called in, his name is Boyer.
Okay, Boyer. Okay.
Little Boyer.
without name calling. Without name calling. What is your issue?
Can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? I mean, okay. Can I at least get my side out before that guy calls me a maggot?
Yeah.
You're proving my point. There have been no transcripts because you had zero to say about that. Go check out your old reliable Reddit articles to find out. Biden threatening to hold our money from Ukraine to protect the sun. Obama and Biden illegally spying on the Trump campaign. It's all been
Obama. I'm going to interrupt you. Just
can
like all Trump-sucking maggots, you cannot defend Trump without saying Obama, Hillary, or Benghazi. Your point means shit. Get in this fucking argument.
That's very true. I don't know.
First of all, I don't want anybody interrupting me. Okay?
You have
Hillary
all.
Clinton.
You called me the F word, F-A-G, and I don't say that.
Be quiet.
He called me a, you can't, oh my God.
No, this is me. This is Paula. Stop it.
I'm sorry, Paula.
This is the thing. Hillary Clinton went before congressional, before the Congress many times. She was questioned for 13 fucking hours. She had nothing to do with Benghazi. By the time she was gotten on the phone and told that Benghazi was happening, she had no control over it. It was already going on. She couldn't stop it. She could not stop it. She wanted to stop it.
I got her up now. When you look at the 4 years of bullshit they've thrown at Trump, no, I have absolutely zero problem with him wanting to look at the election results for conceding. Dems have done nothing but obstruct, so you might as well look at the results.
And what's the result? Hillary was cleared by the very Republicans that went after her. They wanted to find her guilty. And yet they could not find her guilty. And this is before a Congress, before attorneys, before every legal manifestation that could come, and she was found not guilty for Benghazi. Nothing. Nothing. Rand Paul went after her like a mad dog, trying to find her guilty. And he could not find her guilty. By the time she got on the phone in the wee hours of the night and found out what was going on, she had no control over. It's like when the Benghazi attack happened, it happened. How can you stop that from thousands of miles away? She had no control over those Middle Eastern people that attacked the American embassy. She had no control over it. How could she stop that from thousands of miles away? I want to hear an answer.
I'm sorry, I just got really pissed when that guy called me the F word, and I'm not defending either of them by saying anything. It just seems to be the point.
Wait.
What happened on there?
I called you a Trump sucking maggot and a dumb fuck.
You said the F word. I heard it.
Why are we Trump sucking maggots?
No, he called me a F-A-G-G-O-T.
No, I didn't. I don't know
okay.
who you think you're talking to, but I'm actually gay.
Check the
so
tape.
I would never call someone that. No, I'm actually gay. So
I would never say that. I don't know.
Wait. You're a gay Republican? You're dumber than I gave you credit for. You're a gay Republican when the Trump administration has vowed to roll back workplace restrictions for lesbian, gays, and transgender. Come on. But no, I did not call you a faggot. I would never call someone that in anger. So,
well, I
and
apologize,
you know,
and I'm a little offended.
And Boyer.
Well, yeah, no, I've been called that
Boyer.
Plenty. So I.
Boyer.
So
I have gay
thing.
Friends. The faggot word is a insult to me.
Yeah, well, just to let you know, Boyer, I could not tell that you were gay by the way you spoke. And I don't know if you guys could tell that about me, but I am a happy gay man, so.
Well, that's what you're trying to get rid of, that stereotypical stuff. I just
you're
want people,
man.
These Democrats, to stop looking at the Reddit articles and all that. And
no,
illegal.
I've never been on Reddit in my life, okay? So I get the facts, but not from places like Reddit. What you need to do is you need to get your sources more than from your Republican family. Because I take
so
it you were born into
here,
this party.
We're saying the same thing.
You were born into this party. I take it your parents are Republican.
No.
So what
okay,
made
so
you go for the biggest... The worst thing that ever happened to America is Donald Trump. He has permanently sullied and stained decades-old sacred nonpartisan institution like the CIA and FBI. He has attacked the free press. He's got it in people's heads that when an honest reporter prints something about Trump that paints him in a negative light, that they're lying and it's fake news. That's bullshit. And I'm sorry,
okay.
you sound very young. You've not been around long enough. You've not lived in the real world long enough. And if it wasn't your parents, someone has brainwashed you.
Nobody's
brainwashed,
boy.
So,
what appeals to Trump about you? Someone that insults everyone that disagrees with them? Because what I attacked you with, the only difference between me and what Trump says to his critics is I'm not the fucking president. But nothing
okay.
I said, it all pales in comparison to what the leader of this country does on a daily basis, from shoving the leader of Maldives out of the way to getting the front row for a photo op to telling reporters they're idiots and losers. The man is bad for America, and he is the worst thing to ever happen to this country. I will forgive anyone for voting for him the first time. I will forgive no one who thinks he deserves a second term. He is by far the worst thing that ever happened to this country. Anyone that can't
okay.
see that is crazy. And there are four
okay.
types of Trump supporters, and then I'll hush for a moment. Bigots,
okay.
idiots. People that are both bigots and idiots or millionaires. Check your bank account and tell us which one of the first three you are. Most people that support Trump are both bigots and idiots.
Okay, let me ask this question. Boyer,
yes.
are you a gay man that supports Trump?
Gay and proud. And I got a Trump flag hanging outside my house.
You're not
you
proud if you support the homophobic piece of shit Trump, who was against gay marriage, and he has vowed to remove workplace restrictions so that employers can fire you for being gay. So
okay,
when did you lose your self-respect and self-dignity as a gay man?
All I'm saying is all this stuff is happening, so they try and kick him out, the Democrats. Like the
where
COVID,
are you from? What state are you from?
Virus positive. This keeps
what
happening.
State are you from?
I'm not falling for it, and it will end on November 3rd.
What state are you from?
Where am I from?
What state? You don't have to give me a city. Just where?
My daddy's ball, sir, in Kentucky.
You're from Kentucky. So, yeah,
oh my God.
I was born in Louisville, Kentucky. And I tell you what, Kentucky is about the most racist place on the planet. I guarantee you may be gay, but I guarantee you're racist towards other races.
I didn't bring
guarantee
it. I love black people. My best friend's Cuban.
Oh, yeah, I love black people, yeah.
You keep accusing me.
Sure you do.
Okay.
My friend's
okay.
Catholic.
Okay, oh, let me interrupt. I'm yelling, kids, I want to interrupt. I have tons of gay friends. Not single one of them support Trump. Not a single one of them support
but
Trump.
But that doesn't make it 100% fact.
No. You are stupid. Because the Republicans do not support gay marriage. They do not support gays. What is wrong with you?
He's brainwashed.
What's wrong with you?
Can we disagree to disagree, Paula? I'm sorry, I didn't expect this out of you.
No, you don't make a valid point as to why you support Trump. All we've heard is Hillary, Benghazi, and Obama.
Okay.
The top intelligence officials said the reports of the bounties were credible.
He wasn't briefed on it.
He wasn't briefed on them. That's bullshit. If you don't think something that serious wouldn't make it to the president. You know, you are aware that he told his team that the briefs can only be bullet points and they can only be no more than 10 bullet points on any one single page because he doesn't read.
Okay.
He doesn't know what's going on.
David,
he's an idiot.
David.
You don't
your
know he doesn't saying, read. You're not there. None of us know.
Hang on. Your wife is saying take control of this.
Okay, go ahead, Paula.
Hey, so go ahead, Paula. What was you gonna say?
Well, I just don't understand how any gay person could support Trump. He's against. I mean, Mike Pence, his vice president, blocked a bakery in Indiana where he was governor against baking a wedding cake for a gay couple getting married.
I would like to see the article for that.
Do what?
So how old are you?
I would like
boy,
to see the article on that.
How old are you?
Me? 27.
Yeah. How old?
27.
27.
What the fuck?
And do you live in Western Kentucky?
What?
Central or Western Kentucky by any chance?
More central, right on the Indiana border. Northern Kentucky.
Yeah, you're a Kentuckiana
okay.
guy. Kentuckiana guy.
Georgetown.
David, we're at in close to the Indiana border.
Yeah, he's in Kentuckiana. He's in Georgetown. He's not far from my birthplace, Louisville.
David,
I'm from Louisville originally. Yes.
David.
And I can tell you right now.
David, let me ask the question. Where are you from in Northern Kentucky?
Georgetown.
Where?
Georgetown.
You're in Georgetown.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Jerry is just north of you in Ohio.
Yep, Cincinnati.
I'm sorry?
I'm in Cincinnati,
tell you
Ohio.
From experience.
Very hard to
understand
in here.
I can tell you, as someone who used to live in that area, that is one of the most bigoted places on earth, and the majority of the people support Trump there because, like them, he's a racist. Know where you're from. You're one of the most racist places on earth.
I disagree, sir.
All I can say, sir,
I'd like to have you come down for a plate of barbecue and fried catfish.
See, there you go. That's a racist statement in and of itself.
You guys,
you just proved my point.
Hey!
Also,
stop
barbecue.
It. Stop it.
Hang on a second.
I'm
go ahead, Paul.
I'm barbecue pit master's day.
I'm trying to talk.
Did you hear that? Are you hearing this guy? He's talking about masters and everything. He's a racist.
I didn't say masters. I said barbecue pit masters. The show.
How can you?
Oh.
How can you? Okay. I'm taking over. Shut up, guys.
I'm not racist.
Both of you. Hush it.
He's starting it.
Put everybody in the corner.
I'm the cause here. Stop it. I'm the cause here. Stop it. How?
Okay.
Boyer.
Yes.
How can you be gay, support Trump?
I don't think I want to be.
And
I don't respect
David,
you.
Quiet a minute. How can you support Trump and be gay?
Ma'am, I just think I don't agree with the Democrats have been doing, and they've been trying to push him out of office, like cooking the books for the COVID, just in case, because our media for some reason likes to hide this stuff.
Conspiracy theory alert.
I can't even talk, David.
When you say conspiracy theories, I'm going to interrupt you and stop you. When you say they're cooking the books about COVID, that is bullshit. Stick to facts or I will interrupt. I won't interrupt your facts.
I will comment on one thing,
and then I'm going to mute up again because I have my own mute button. So you said you don't like what the Democrats are doing, trying to push him out of office. He has multiple violations of the Constitution. He's committed treason. He violates the Emoluments Clause. That's why they try to put him out of office. Muting up now, Paula.
Okay.
Can I summarize my point?
What do you think about him? What do you think about this? Let's make this a little lighter. What do you think about him standing in front of a microphone?
Heart,
I'm talking.
Go ahead, Paul.
Just because I'm the woman in the room doesn't mean I don't have a voice. I'm the fucking co-host here. Shut up and listen to me.
I'm sorry, Paula.
Okay. Boyer, how can you support a president that ignores 140,000 people dead from COVID? How can you support a president stands in front of a microphone and instead of talking about COVID?
Okay, because there's been a lot of things.
I'm talking.
Give me the ghost and I'll say my point.
When I finish, you can talk.
Yes, ma'am.
How can you defend a president that stands in front of a microphone and talks about taking a shower over the coronavirus and 140,000 people and says that we've had more tests than anybody else when we haven't? How can you defend a president that says we have it under control when we don't, when we are the worst country in the world for coronavirus? How can you do all this? How can you defend this vile, evil president? How can you defend him? How?
Is that the go?
Okay.
Can I speak?
Jenny wants to talk to you, Jerry.
Okay, Gary.
All right. Go ahead, guys.
What's up?
Oh, go ahead. No, you can go ahead, buddy. She's talking about my wife.
Okay, I think we're saying the same thing here. There is a virus. It's killed many people, but we have learned a lot since the beginning of on what has helped. The death rate has gone way down. Some doctors swear by these drugs.
No. It has not. No, because you're wrong. I'm going to interrupt because you're wrong. Florida has more. Florida has so many cases. They don't even have enough beds in their hospitals for coronavirus victims.
Or rooms in the morgue. So they've got refrigerated trucks in Florida and Texas for
and
additional death.
And that's okay with you? That's
okay
with you.
I have 30 seconds to talk without you guys saying, and then I'll be quiet.
Go.
That's
okay. Go ahead, man.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
Hang on a second, Paula. Go ahead.
Okay.
So back to your original question, how I'm like a gay man who supports Trump. So many things that the Democrats have done, we remember, but it just disappeared. Now there's a new sheriff in town, and they don't like it. Did the FBI cover this one up on some of Hillary's emails? And that's why she goes under oath in September.
Conspiracy theory, the FBI scam. No, that's a conspiracy theory. Stick to the facts or I will interrupt you.
Hang on 1 second, guys. My wife wants to ask Boyer a question because she says she wants to talk to the Boyer guy, I think. Okay, go ahead, Jen. You're on the
air. Can you hear me?
Hey, sweetie. Yes?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Boyer. I'm not here to attack. Hi, Paula. Hi, David.
Hey.
I'm not here to attack or call names or anything, but I did want to ask you I'm sorry that you may be feeling a little attacked. They're very passionate about how they feel. I'm the mother of, like, everything, and I, like, always try to make everybody get along. And how can we listen to each other and maybe change each other's minds if we're constantly arguing back and forth? But my question
is beautiful.
I think he's talking to the host.
My question to you, Boyer, is
yes.
I'm not necessarily a full-blown Democrat. I'm also not necessarily a full-blown Trump hater. My problem with Trump is when we have something like COVID, this very deadly disease who has touched my family. I've had 3 family members personally die of COVID.
I'm sorry.
I have two friends now that are in solitary confinement right now, and I cannot even see my own grandmother because of COVID. I could care less about Trump and what he says and does. But my problem with him is when we are in a time of crisis, I want my president to come up to and stand in front of a speaker and say, listen, I am here. We got this. We will get through this together. And he has not once said to the rest of us who are on the border of not hating him but not loving him either, listen, I've got you. I am here. I am your president. I will take control.
Right.
How can you support someone who does not help you other than everything is fake, everything you say or do is wrong because it's not how he feels? And not stand up and say, listen, I am your president. Put your faith in me. I am here, and we will get through this together.
Well said, Jenny.
It was beautiful.
Bravo.
I'm just really confused why you can't go back to school in New York, but I couldn't even go to my grandmother's funeral 2 days. But by golly, you can go out and celebrate and protest, things like that, and nothing is said.
So yes. You're repeating a talking point I've heard from multiple people. And if you watched any of the protests, how many of them were wearing masks? But not saying you, but people who have similar and same opinions of you as you have made mask wearing political because the president made it political. And how can you defend a president that in the middle of the greatest health threat we have faced in over 100 years, how can you defend a president who, A, attacks science and the research and the experts because it goes against his opinion, an administration that starts a smear campaign against the foremost expert on this virus, Anthony Fauci. He pulls us out of the World Health Organization. He wants funding for coronavirus research and testing. Listen, I muted up when you were talking. I interrupted you earlier when you spouted conspiracy theories. But what I'm doing is spouting fact. That's not what you do during a pandemic. You don't try to divide the experts.
Okay.
You don't make things political. And you do not strip funding for the research and the testing of this virus that is still killing people, and it's not just killing the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions. The worst person on this earth to have handled this crisis is Donald J. Trump, and he's the reason that we only have 6% of the world's population, but we have a quarter of the virus and a quarter of the death. Wake up.
Okay.
Well, if you guys
David.
Don't like it, go out and vote.
Okay. Okay, David.
That
let's
is what
look.
I try to tell everyone.
Hey.
Is I'm sorry.
Jenny is the wife of Jerry. So let us let her talk. Please.
I go through this a lot with several of my diehard Republican friends. These are people who carry guns in the middle of the street and spit on the sidewalk and say, you know, it's my right to do what I choose. And, you know, that's the great thing about this country is we can do things that we like. But if you can't accept what something's happening, then please go out and vote and change it. Because your vote does count. Your vote matters. And I work the polls every year, every primary, every election. I am there with the elderly people while they're knitting, waiting for voters to come in. And when I am sitting in a section on a presidential election and only see not even a third people come out and vote or even send in votes because they don't think their vote matters, that's a problem in our society. And we all as Democrats, Republicans, and Independents need to fix that.
Exactly. But Trump has gone so far, Jenny, as to undermine the authenticity of our elections. He started shouting rigged before the last election, and then he ended up winning. And we all know how he won. I won't get into that. That's an entirely different debate. But he is already planting the seeds. He's already laying the stones of this election was rigged. I did not lose this election. Dead people voted. The mail-in ballots is what cost me to have fewer votes. He's going to lawyer up. He has no intentions of leaving on January 20th, and it's going to be bad because he's already undermined the free press. He's undermined our elections, and he's undermined any argument against him, and it's going to be bad. Very bad come election day and after. There's going to be the legal fight, and then there's going to be the violence.
Yep.
And I want to add, I mean nothing personal when I say idiot and dumb fuck. I am just Trump on steroids, only I fight for the other side. I give you insults, and I belittle and degrade Trump voters because he degrades and belittles and chastises and insert generic thesaurus word here. He does that to all of his critics, and that's what I give back to Trump supporters, because you support the insult hurler in chief. Do not be offended by my insults, because he does it daily to anyone who dare disagree with him or tell the truth about him.
W's out of everything, keyboards, everything, when Bush moved in. How can you support?
What?
You cannot tell me you don't think Hillary killed.
I can't hear you. You're like 10 feet away from your mic or something.
I'm always here, babe. How can you support Hillary when she's – you can't argue that Hillary's not a little bit crooked.
How can you defend Trump without saying Hillary? Hillary's not the president. Trump is president. Defend him without bringing up the past. You can't do it.
Okay.
Typical Trump sucker.
The co-host is here. How in the fuck can you bring up Hillary? It doesn't have any. No. It doesn't have any. She doesn't have anything to do. Listen.
He's indoctrinated.
What the fuck does Hillary have to do with this next election? It's over. It's gone. It's past. It's past. It's 4 years past. Hillary doesn't have anything to do with what we've experienced in the past 4 years. Nothing. Nothing.
Do you guys endorsing Biden then?
Absolutely.
Listen, Biden could take a dump and send it to Washington, D.C. and to the White House, and that shit would be a better president than the piece of shit occupying the White House now.
I saw a meme earlier today that said
Oh, you Trump suckers always believe the memes. You share them and think they're fact.
Hang on 1 second. I got another call. One said he wanted to join in on the conversation, so we're going to bring him in. It's Mankus. Hang on 1 second. His name is Mankus. Mankus, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, Mankus. Go ahead, man, brother.
What, man? Can you hear me? This is Mankus. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'm sorry. Boyer, I just want to apologize. You had to deal with these libtards. David, you're disgusting. And Paul,
you're an idiot.
Woman.
Libtard? Really? Did your mother teach you that? Libtard? Boy, you're another typical Trump sucking maggot. You're shit. This guy calling in, I guarantee he's a racist. Libtard? Really? You're typical.
Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, ignorant inbred ass.
Hey, David, listen, man.
David, go spicy, man.
First off, I've heard Boyer said nothing but facts in here, and I just hear Paula.
Nothing but facts. He said there was an FBI scam. That's not fact. He said that the CDC was cooking the COVID numbers. That's not fact. It's not fact. Is there proof that the COVID numbers are cooked? You're an idiot. Trump wants to control what we hear. You're from Kentucky too, but you're from the eastern side, right?
No, sir. I'm from New York.
You're from New York.
Yeah.
Where'd the southern accent come from?
We've had nothing but retards burn our cities down, and I'm sick of it.
See, listen to that word, retard.
That right there
is an offensive word. Get rid of this asshole. You don't use words like that negative way. Our president is retarded.
Listen to you, David, you idiot.
I didn't say
you're an idiot.
Paul needs to cut you off of anything. You won't even let me talk.
No, you don't need. You don't need to talk. You said he was spouting fact, nothing but fact. And
David,
I pointed out two conspiracy theories out of three things he brought up.
Boyer, stop.
Can I ask a question,
David?
It's offensive.
Paula, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Paula, Okay,
yeah.
Here's what I want you guys to answer me. And David, Boyer, stop. All right, listen, David and Paula, back to the COVID, right, in Florida cooking the books. They have people who have had COVID 3 months ago, and they've healed up, and then they get marked in a or get killed in a motorcycle accident. And you know what they're marked as?
That's a conspiracy
death.
Theory. Conspiracy theory. There's
not.
No proof. Stop spouting
yeah,
conspiracy
true.
Theories.
Yeah.
There's YouTube videos out there. I'm a nurse, and this hospital gets $13,000 for every COVID death. No.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm sorry. I don't allow conspiracy theories to go through without me
thank
saying
you,
something.
Good. That's not conspiracy.
Go ahead, Paul.
David.
Go ahead, Paula.
David.
Go ahead, Paula.
Okay. Yeah. That's a conspiracy.
Hang on, man. Hang on.
Paul, it's not, though. Paul, that ain't no conspiracy. It's been proven by the hospital. Orlando Health confirmed all this.
No. Oh, fuck.
Yes, they did. Look up the article.
Why? Why? Why would these people?
Actually,
be excellent?
Sorry, Paul, but he does have some truth to that.
Thank you.
There
thank
is
you, Jenny.
Several articles because there are two hospitals in Florida that said the reason they doctor up the numbers is because the state and the government give them extra money. They're
yes.
not saying
yes.
that the person who died had COVID. What they're saying is they're a small hospital and they need the funds, so they doctored it up. And they were asked who told them that. Was it Trump or
David,
anything like
listen
that?
Up, David.
I don't buy that. Just because there was an article about it doesn't make it true, because a hospital does not determine a cause of death. That is done by a medical examiner or a newly appointed coroner.
The medical examiner is the one who said she works for both hospitals and she did it. And these are very small, minute cases. Just like anything else in the world, one bad apple spoils it for the bunch. Just because two hospitals did it doesn't necessarily mean that every single hospital did it, but there are several articles and YouTube videos of this particular medical examiner who said when she would put as a cause of death, say they died in a motorcycle accident, and they did test positive for COVID, she said that it was COVID due to the fact that the government and the state gave her small hospital more money. Now, that is not saying that it is right or wrong and that every single hospital does that and not every single case is, you know, going to be a non-COVID,
Grandma,
even though it is.
Okay.
But anyone can make a YouTube video. Anyone can make a YouTube
listen.
Video.
Can
I take you back on that?
David,
11
David,
years ago,
want,
the liberal government
shut down the
H1N1
testing. I can't
hear
you.
Hello?
We can hear you, Paula. Paula, we can
hey, Paula.
Hear you.
Hello?
Go ahead, Paula. Go ahead, Paula. Paula, go ahead.
Go ahead, Paula.
Okay. So
hey,
why?
Paula, where are you
why?
From, man?
What? Arkansas.
I mean,
Arkansas.
Where are you from, man?
Redneck hillbilly country. Where people
hell
don't
yeah.
live.
Hell yeah.
Like Kentucky. Okay.
Yeah, I love Kentucky.
So,
great chicken. Great chicken.
Okay. So why would...
I think these two guys are friends, and they're probably even together calling in.
David,
I think they'll be in play, guys.
David, why
so,
are these people?
Well,
so
they
I think they're buddies. They have very similar accents.
Hey,
we're being played. These guys are working together.
Hey,
David,
what?
You're being played by the you're being
do
played
I really,
by the media.
Do I really need to yell to get my word in edgeways when I'm a co-host here? Really?
No, ma'am.
Really?
That's bad for your blood pressure.
Really? I have high blood pressure. You guys
I
are
need to
winning.
You guys are
high. It doesn't help.
Okay. So, let me ask a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So, why would these people go into a hospital, be tested for COVID, come out positive, and still be told it was because of a motorcycle accident.
That's not what we said, Paula. You didn't hear what we said. The guy was tested positive 3 months ago. He's healed up, and then he got in a motorcycle accident. And now he's
and
now
that's
his
a conspiracy
death is marked
theory.
As COVID death. No, it's not.
Yeah,
no, it's
a
conspiracy theory.
David, I know I know you can't read, but we're going to do it for you, bub.
Yeah, I can read. Thank you. You're sitting there with Boyer. You all are together.
I don't know Boyer for like the back of my hand.
Bullshit!
Bitch.
You've got a very similar accent. You said you were
conspiracy.
From New York. My foot.
Conspiracy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You guys,
oh,
you guys, you know, Boyer called you up or he hit you up
hey,
on Messenger and said, "Hey, get on this show. I need some help. Come on, we're not stupid."
Who said that?
That was Boyer.
David.
Really?
Hey, Paula.
What?
I can recognize
what?
A Kentucky accent anywhere.
Paula, can you hear me?
I'm not from Kentucky.
I don't believe.
No, I'm talking
Paula.
To them, Paula, not you.
No, I'm talking. Paula, I don't think it's all to get Trump out of office. What's the very level-headed woman's name? What's her name?
Virginia Blaine.
That's Virginia.
Nancy Pelosi.
Virginia, yes. Like Virginia said, they get all kinds of money for these COVID listings. And if we're going to reopen the economy and we're pumping out all kinds of tests, shouldn't we expect the cases to go up?
That is so.
But the cases are going up.
Right. Yeah, I know.
And Trump
right.
did say today, cut the testing, then the numbers won't go up.
Right, like
that
Obama did with H1N1.
Do you see the flip-flop of that?
Hey, I've got to stop him. There were 12,000 Americans died of H1N1 over the course of 8 months. 12,000 Americans died for H1N1. Do not bring that up. 140,000 COVID deaths. And when you say that we know of, another conspiracy theory. Your conspiracy theories means about as much as you telling me you were from New York. You're from Kentucky, too. And that part of Kentucky that you and Boyer are from is one of the most racist places on earth. I live there. I still have family there. And I'll take where I'm at 10 times over that racist, infested, Confederate flag waving Georgetown, Kentucky, you twit. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
David, take a science pill, then talk to me.
I agree. It is a conspiracy.
David doesn't need a science pill.
You cannot tell me.
No, it is not.
You cannot tell me.
Okay.
Paula, listen. Serious question.
No, I'm talking now.
No, you've had your time.
Shut up.
Paula.
I'm a co-host here.
Shut up.
You just
I'm
told
close.
Her to shut up. Get rid of these two Kentucky idiots.
Yeah.
I got arrested.
He just said
I got
shut
arrested
up.
In Kentucky once. I got accused of trying to smuggle books in, but I got off on a technicality. No one in Kentucky could prove that there were books.
He told Paula, shut up. That's not what you do.
Yeah, those guys are working together, Boyer and the other guy. Did you get rid of both of them?
Yeah.
They're
gone.
Together. They both have
they
the
left.
Kentucky accent, and he said he was from New York. That's bullshit. I hope you fucking assholes are still listening. You inbred imbeciles. God.
What I want to know is if we're trying to...
Go ahead, Jen.
Sorry, Paula, go ahead. I says, if we're trying to tell the public how bad Trump actually is, how are we going to say something to someone if every time we bring up a point, it's always a conspiracy or a fake news? Because my biggest problem is I'm trying to tell people, open your eyes and see what's going on, and all I hear is, well, that's just fake news. When you have somebody constantly on a pulpit saying everything that is ever written about me or said about me is fake, how can we, without throwing a whole bunch of numbers that they're just going to say is conspiracy, to change somebody else's mind? Can we actually have a discussion on that other than how bad, you know, your conspiracy, everything is fake news, or, you know, you're stupid and all of that other stuff, when we can't come together to talk without being belittled because what we believe is wrong and what they believe is right and vice versa.
Okay.
I wish that I could be as articulate as you verbally. I would have to sit down and write everything I was going to say because I am creative, and Paul and Jerry can attest I'm quite the writer, but I would have to do that advance and read pre-written things. I am passionate, but yeah, no, I don't disagree with you. I just wish I could be as articulate and calm. And, you know, and you make so much sense. I wish I could convey the same message in the same way. It's just not in me. I get mad, the blood pressure rises, and but thank you for that. I'm humbled.
He is my outlet when I'm mad.
Okay.
No, I want you to know, Jenny, that I got so much out of that, and everything you've said about how do we change people's minds, you inspire me. So it's going to be hard, but I thank you for that.
Okay.
Sometimes yelling at each other back and forth, we can't get our point across if neither one of us are listening.
But, Jenny, that's not going to happen. Jenny, I'm
sorry. I know
sorry.
That. In my world, I want that to be my best friend is a Republican, diehard. Her husband is the gun-toting, you know, Confederate flag-flying person.
Right.
But she calls me because I'm the only one that she actually listens to because I don't spout out numbers and, you know, reports and everything. I tell her exactly how I see it.
Okay.
Well, and how does she see it? Please tell me.
Well, this is the thing. You go with facts and numbers. And you do that by going to government websites, like especially with COVID. You go to government websites, the WHO, the CDC. You go and you, like Trump is saying, our numbers are down. Oh, they're not. They're not. They're worse.
And the reason he said that, and I'm not giving Trump any advantage over here, but I am saying this is a toddler running our country, and the people who are his handlers are telling him what he wants to hear, not necessarily what is true. There was an interview that was done two or three days ago. It was a Fox News interview. He was sitting down with his favorite news meet outlet, Fox News, and they asked him, you know, why are we so high in numbers when other countries are starting to decline? And he says, oh, no, we're the best in numbers. And he says, I want to see the numbers. And you hear somebody wrestling around, and then you hear someone, if you magnify the recording, you hear someone say, give him this paper. And he says, see, I told you, these are all of the numbers are getting good. I think a lot of Trump's issues is these people are telling him what he wants to hear and not telling him the truth.
Exactly. And that makes him a toddler.
Exactly.
It makes him a toddler. It makes him not want to really know what the real truth is.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So
because
you
if
have
they
to go,
do, they get fired.
Right. That he wants to hear what he wants to hear. He doesn't want to hear what he's doing bad. And so you have to. You have, like, with your friends, I'm a moderator on a political page, too. And we are instructed, do not post anything that's not true. And if we see, if as a moderator, if I see something that's not true, that is wrong, I have to delete that post. So I'm very aware of what is true and what isn't true. And what is fake news and what really isn't fake news. What is propaganda and what isn't propaganda. And I have to go, excuse me. I have to go and find the truth.
Right.
Because it's an unpaid job, but it's a job I do dutifully and with.
Because
with
you love
mission.
It and you're passionate about it.
Best way to find the truth is to go online, go to Google, and Google it. And look at not just one website, look at three or four.
But we come
look
back
at,
to the same circle of if it disagrees with Trump and then Trump says that it's fake news, all of his followers are going to say no matter how many articles, even if it's Fox News saying it, oh, that particular reporter is a Trump hater.
Right.
How can we go and talk to people and let them see the light when we can't give details?
Jenny, you can't. I just deleted.
That's where we're having an issue.
Yeah. I just deleted a longtime friend because her friend told me what a fucktard I am.
Okay.
For not believing in masks. Cannot convince these people what they don't want to believe. That's all there is to it. You cannot convince somebody what they don't want to believe.
You have to come about it differently. And the only reason I'm using my best friend as an example is because she is the most recent. She is a big Trump supporter. However, up until recently, she never wavered. Now she's starting to waver because she talks to me and I tell her, I say, listen, I know that you don't believe in these masks, but you're on dialysis right now. And these nurses and doctors that take care of you are wearing these masks for hours on end prior to COVID. And our soldiers wear these masks, not these particular ones, but they wear masks all the time. And nothing has ever happened to them prior to this. Now, think of it as you're not protecting yourself wearing the mask, but you're protecting your mom. You're protecting your sister, who are all older than you. You're protecting your husband so he could take care of you.
Right. You're protecting You're protecting yourself. You're protecting the people around you by wearing a mask. It's like, I told earlier, I don't know if you heard it, but I took my trash out yesterday and found out that most of my neighbors are anti-mask, and they think coronavirus is a hoax. And it's really sad.
But
it's
until
ignorant.
Something touches someone personally, they're always going to think it's not true.
Right. And there's a story, and I posted it, about a 30-year-old man that went to what they called a COVID party. The host had COVID-19, but he had no symptoms.
Was
and
his name
so,
Jake Paul, the YouTuber?
I don't know his name.
Because he did the same thing this past weekend.
I don't know his name. But what he did was he went to the COVID party, He caught it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And one of the last words he said to his nurse was, "I think I made a mistake."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he died.
Duh. Winning.
I'm not sure if you heard the story about the couple whose husband was in, they did not believe in masks. They believe this whole COVID thing was just a hoax. They are big time Trump supporters and everything like that, and they believed everything that he said. And they did do the self quarantine, and they didn't go out and do anything or go out with any parties, but they let their 17-year-old son finally, after months of being locked in the house, go to a party. And when he came back, 4 days later, his father is in the hospital because the young man gave his father COVID. Now, his mother and his father work from home, and I know these people. Oh, I know the woman, anyway. And I know that there, until it actually hits them personally, nobody's going to believe anything anybody says.
Right. I mean, I'm going to tell a little story. I think I've told it before on another show. My dad was born in 1911. He died in 1986. But he told me the story about how he went through the Spanish flu in 1918. He was about 7 years old. What is that noise, Jerry?
That would be me drinking out Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
Sorry.
And
not
so
sponsored.
My dad personally told me how he suffered, almost died during the Spanish flu in 1918 as a child. He suffered. It was a pandemic.
Yeah.
It was a pandemic. And it's like, you know, people don't want to look out on history. I'm a history buff. So I look on all this stuff about the 1918 pandemic because my father suffered through it almost. If he had died, I would not be here.
Right.
Mm.
I mean, think about that. I would not be here talking to you right now had he died during
I can't think about that. Because I love you, Paula.
Yeah.
I've loved you ever since I met you.
I love you, too.
Hey, we got another caller. You want to take another call? Let me know when you're ready.
Sure. I'm ready.
Let's see. We'll go to this is another one of those computers. So, AK 111, go ahead.
Yes, Boyer. I think we got cut off.
Hi, Boyer.
Yeah, what's up, Boyer?
I just really enjoy your show. I'm sorry. I just like that we can have a professional discussion about this situation.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
What's up?
I just listened to your show.
Okay.
Is there anything I can enlighten you on or anything? Or
do I?
Yes, Boyer, can you answer my question about how are we going to have a discussion between each other so we both can understand each other if everything that we say or that you say is conspiracy? Where as a society can we come together and say, this is truth, let's talk about it, but not, well, I don't believe you what you're saying because that's conspiracy, or I want to see the numbers. How can we do that? I mean, because I would love to know, how can I talk to someone who has a different of opinion than I do and we sit and have a good conversation without having to throw, well, I don't believe you, I need to see proof.
Well, I think you're talking to David because he's the one who's saying that. But I think the left is
I'm talking to you as a Trump supporter.
In the middle.
Let Jenny finish.
Well, as you as a Trump supporter, how would me and you have a proper discussion where we both can listen to each other without your beliefs when Trump says everything that is said is fake news or conspiracy, and I would be the same way. Well, what Trump said isn't necessarily true. This is what I heard from several different articles or whatever. How do we come together as a society to talk like that without each other blocking each other out?
Okay, go.
Yes, dear. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm a big Full House fan, and they use the talking stick. I think that's where you got to start because nothing has been accomplished. So you got to sit there and listen to one side, hear them out, and don't have the mindset that whatever you say is 100% wrong. I totally disagree. Like, I listen to talk radio all the time. A lot of times I don't agree with it, but I like hearing it just because it's a different point of view and perspective. And I like listening to that. We got to have that mindset, and we got to pray.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay, is this Boyer?
I 100% agree with you.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Boyer,
yes,
Paula.
I just wanted to call in and finish my thing. Are you guys going to be on again this week?
Yeah, we come on Sundays, 11 – Sundays we do 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but sometimes we'll come on throughout the week, you know, do like pop-ups and stuff. So
is there a way
you may want to kind of keep it? Yeah, keep. Yeah, if you
hit that little follow button at the top, it'll notify you next time there's a live show.
Gotcha. Well, I'll be looking for it though. But you all have a good night.
I'm sorry, your voice got kind of lost in the shuffle today, Boyer.
Yeah, we want to be able to hear
you. Yeah, I've had a lot of fun. David, you have a good night. Paula, Monster.
You too, Boyer.
I love all of you.
You
bye,
too.
Boyer.
All right, buddy.
Be careful out there.
Okay, can you guys have a good night?
You
okay,
too. Bye-bye.
I have a hard time listening to a president that will not admit to there's a pandemic in this country. I have a hard time listening to a president that will not take control and say, yes, there is a problem in this country with a pandemic.
Yep.
That will not, he just will not take control and give us a federal, I mean, once again, we are in, like, I can't remember, like 30-something states that are on uptick with with coronavirus, and he will not help. I mean, that's what a president does. I mean, okay, let me preface this by saying during Obama we had Ebola and H1N1 viruses in this country. They were both pandemics. He had a pandemic team that took control. This team took control and kept, and for example, Ebola in Africa. We had nurses and doctors go to Africa to try and help with that pandemic. And only three cases got into the country. And only one of those three people died because of that pandemic team. They took control, whatever they did, however they did it, I don't know because I'm not a doctor or a nurse.
No one contracted Ebola on American soil.
Yeah,
they,
one
they,
person. Three people did.
Oh, I thought...
Three people did. Two people
I
recovered. One. No. Three people contracted it. Only one person. One of those three people died.
Right,
and it was a disease that ate the body from within. It was so violent, such a violent disease.
Right. I have to. I have to go.
I'm gonna finish.
Bye, David. You have a good night.
Yeah, I gotta go because I have to work in the morning. So,
okay.
No problem, David.
Stop you, Paula. I just wanted to make sure I didn't leave without saying goodbye, and I just want to leave with one final little tidbit, and then I have to get some sleep. I want to touch on the conspiracy theory things and how, yeah, it would be great if we could stop accusing each other of conspiracy theories, but it's hard to have a debate without facts. And I can't remember if it was Boyer or his friend, but one of them, within just a couple of minutes of each other, was saying there's not been 140,000 COVID deaths. Those numbers have been inflated. And then no time after that said Obama and H1N1, I said only 12,000 died. He said that we know of. So within a minute or two, he made two statements. One, that the numbers COVID-19 are inflated, but Obama's H1N1 numbers were underreported. That is the mentality of these people, and it is hard to have a fact-based debate when you are armed with facts and all they have is conspiracy theories or things that are unproven, because like I said, anyone can make a post, anyone can say they're, you know, work for a hospital. It doesn't make it true. And I take the data going into the CDC over what even a hospital might say, because, you know, there are people out there that want us to believe these numbers are inflated to make Trump look bad. Anyone can get on YouTube and claim they know for a fact that the numbers are inflated or that they're being paid for death. I don't buy that. I think it's a conspiracy theory. It's not been proven. But that's why I just can't let that go. But I use my mute button a lot more tonight, so I hope they were appreciative of that. And Boyer's obviously bright and intelligent, but I don't think there's hope for him. But, yeah, he and the other guy were definitely working together. They had identical Kentucky accents. You know, similar to mine. So, but all
well,
of
you
guys
know
have a great night.
I wanted to say something to you, David. But, David, you made a good point because when they go to conspiracies theories and then you bring facts out, when they feel threatened, the first thing they go to is Obama, Hillary, and everything else because
Benghazi.
They can't fight. Yeah, they can't fight the facts, so they have to go somewhere else with it. You know, so they go back into history and say, well, Obama did this, Obama, Hillary did this, Hillary Benghazi, and so, because they have nothing to go on with what this president's been doing. They can't argue.
And
the
why
fact
is it all of the Democrats are all for Hillary? You know, just because we're a Democrat does not mean that we voted for Hillary.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
She was not my first choice. I mean, I was at first all in for Bernie, so.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
Was Jerry was a Hillary, I was a Bernie.
So,
I
was all in for Bernie.
It's just amazing how they do that. It's just, and that's all you hear on this show is that's what they do. These Republicans, or excuse me, not Republicans, Trumplicans come in and they do that.
Right.
Yeah, but
right.
That area that those two were from, that just it really gets me because if you've ever been there.
Well, I didn't even finish my statement because. Trump disbanded the pandemic team in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
If he had not done that, that pandemic team that are expert scientists and doctors could have had a far-reaching answer to prevent what is going on in this country right now. We are the worst country in the world. We are the worst country in the world for coronavirus. And that's a fact. It's just a fact. And if it had
other countries are banning us. So.
Yep. I have a Canadian.
You know, Canada. Yeah.
Yep.
Canada of all places. Don't even want us. Mexico, who is?
Yeah.
You know, Trump wants to build a wall. They don't need the damn wall. Mexico doesn't even want us in there. You know, period.
Right. So, you know.
You know what's funny is I'm going to bring this up. I know because David's getting ready to leave, or he might have left already. Yeah, he left. But I wanted to. I really wanted to say. Do you know they say that these drug cartels are bringing drugs across the border, and you know all this stuff that's happening. These Mexicans coming across the border, drugs. Did you know that they don't even think about this, but they need to think about this really hard. Like, did they ever sit there and think for a minute? Let's not look at the drug cartels bringing the drugs across. Look at the pharmaceutical companies who give these people drugs like Percocet, Vicodin, you know, stuff that gets them hooked on it.
Methadone.
To where, I mean, that's methadone. All that stuff is where they bring it into the country, where they're making these serious drugs, you know.
I have an ex-boyfriend that ordered a Viagra, of all things, years ago, from Canada. It actually And it actually came in from India.
My best friend, before she got insurance, she is type 2 diabetic. She is insulin dependent. And she could not afford her insulin every single month. And we found a way that if you contacted the manufacturer of it, they would send you coupons for discounts, and they would send you actual insulin every single month. It was like just enough to get her through for a couple weeks. But a lot of people, they can't afford that, and they don't know that there are a little bit of loopholes if you know the no. That, you know, if I do couponing, so if you can't afford to go buy something, did you know that you can freaking, all you got to do is email the company and they'll send you coupons or they'll send you free stuff? It's the same way with the pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
But they depend on the people to get hooked on it or need it so they can drain the insurance companies of money so they can continue to pocket it.
It makes sense. But, you know,
it's not the drug cartels, it's the multi-billion-dollar pharmaceuticals, you know, that are making more money off of than the cartels are.
Well, and not only that, but the foreign people that make the drug, like my ex-boyfriend with the Viagra, and you know, he could get it cheaper through Canada, who gets it through India, and who knows if it's, you know,
real
inflation.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. It could be a tic tac, you know.
That's where they get the loophole.
Trust me, it was real.
People have to go to get medications from like online or through Canada and stuff because it's cheaper. But the FDA says you don't know what you're getting, at least. If you're going to get it, don't gamble with your life. Pay the $1,000 instead of the $5 because you know that this stuff's good here.
Yeah.
But yet, how many times have you heard pharmaceutical company just got caught from putting unknown substances in your medication? There are class action lawsuits every single day being filed on medications that they got here in the freaking United States that are having issues because there was something put in it that they were not informed that they put in it.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
But we're supposed to trust the FDA that their FDA is the one that says it's okay for you to swallow 10 spiders a day, but it's not okay for you to have two Cokes a day, you know?
Right.
Well, and then here's a question. Paula, let me ask you a question because you might be able to answer it. So why is it that they do so why is it that with heroin addicts and that they do Narcan for free, free Narcan everywhere? You go to the hospital, get free Narcan. The cops carry it. They can go to the pharmacy and get free Narcan. And just so that way they can OD and then use this drug to basically bring them back to life. But somebody who's diabetic, somebody who has diabetes, cancer treatment, who can't afford their medications, they can't get their medications for free, and they're trying to live versus the person who's trying to kill themselves. I don't get why they allow to give free Narcan where they can't do free diabetes medications, free cancer medication, you know, stuff like that. So why don't they do that? What do you think?
You can go to any fucking hospital and ask for a needle. If you're a drug addict, you can go to a hospital and ask for clean needles. But if you're a diabetic, you have to pay $300 for your needles.
That's just and no, Jerry, I don't know the answer to that. I do not.
Figure that one out. Even wrote our Congress, the state senator here, one of our state senators, they actually their office assistant called me and said, "That's a good question. We would like, you know, we told the state senator and they would love for you to." This is what he said. "We'd love for you to come up, talk to them about it. Maybe come and bring it in front of Congress and the White House." I was like, okay. Never heard back from them after that.
Never heard back from them. Zero.
Never again. And they wanted me to come to Congress and talk to it and bring it up there and at the White House. I was like, okay, I'll do it. But they never contacted me back.
Yeah. I do not.
So
I do not have an answer for you.
It's crazy.
I do not. It is crazy. I mean,
unfortunately, it's not. Sorry, Paula.
Well, that's all right. It's like, okay, so a diabetic can't get a needle, but a drug addict can.
Yep.
Does that make any fucking sense?
Yeah. I agree. It is
Sense that some people say, and I've heard people tell my friend Tammy this. Well, you chose to be fat and become a diabetic. This drug addict didn't choose to be a drug addict. They choose every single day to put that needle in their arm. Yes, they're addicted. Yes, it's a disease, but they still choose to do it every day. My friend Tammy chooses to put a needle in her stomach, but she has no choice.
So you're saying they're telling her that she has no choice to be a diabetic, really?
Because she chose to be fat and eat what she shouldn't be eating, and that's what caused her to be diabetic. But it's not the drug addict's fault, the reason they're a drug addict.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's right.
I am not a violent person, but when that person said that to her, I really wanted to rip out my earrings and go off. But I am not a violent person. I don't like confrontation. I like everything to be chill. But, you know, when that person said that to her, my friend Tammy is a hard-ass person, and she doesn't take crap off of anyone. But that broke her.
Well, I'm not like that. It's like my friend that I deleted today. You know, her friend accused me. He told me to fuck off, that I was nothing but a sheeple. And, that I was nothing
Why
but a
Why is
sheeple.
She backfeeding?
Do what?
You're backfeeding. Like, when you talk, then you talk again. It's like I could hear you two or three times saying the same sentence.
Well, crap, because I just cleaned my phone. But let me clean it again.
It's better now. No, it's better now.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I'm cleaning it. Hang on. Okay. So.
Balls at walls.
I'm here.
Am I the only one hearing that?
I can hear you.
It's echo?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Can you hear me
now?
Yeah, I could hear you, but I hear her in an echo, and then I can hear me in an echo.
Okay. Well, I cleaned my phone.
Am I in an echo?
Hey, what was your last question, Jenny? I'm sorry.
Hell of a no. It's 2:00 in the morning. I forgot.
And I'm on, 1:00 here, and I'm on the tequila.
Ooh, girl.
Tequila.
Tequila makes your clothes fall off, Paula. Be careful.
Yeah, I'm by myself, so.
And I've seen your 50th birthday pictures, girl, so I know.
I've done some modeling in my days, but no more. I'm old and wrinkled and white-headed.
But you know what, girl? You still can rock it.
Oh, whatever. No.
No, seriously.
No,
I don't care what size you are, how many wrinkles you have, and how much white hair you have. If you have pride in yourself and you feel yourself, then you rock whatever in the world you want to rock and do whatever you want to do. If you're 95 years old and want to make a sex tape, you go on with your bad self. No, I won't watch it, but you go with you, girl.
Going with their bad selves. Oh, thank you, baby. That's sweet. No, not anymore. No more modeling. But anyway, I got some great pictures to show what I used to be. But anyway, so what was...
I still
what
think
was
you're gorgeous.
Oh, you too.
I just wish other people... I just wish you would see yourself the way other people see you.
Oh. Well, has Jerry told you about the way Gino treated me?
Yes, honey, and you've told me too.
Okay. Anyway, what was
Do
your
you forget we talked? We talked to each other like hours after the radio show's over.
That's right. So, what was your last question?
Go ahead. I'm just going to let you know you have a couple calls here.
Oh, really?
Well, let's take them.
Really?
We'll take one.
Hello?
We've got a few minutes left. Hello? Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, this is Minkus again. I think I got lost on there. How are you guys?
Yeah, we were having some technical difficulties. There's some weird stuff happening.
Well, hey, I got a problem with what I heard right whenever David was getting off of the phone talking about conspiracy theories and numbers. What he was saying just made no sense. He said these Trump supporters, anytime you present them with facts, they just want to go to crooked Obama and crooked Biden. But all we was doing was giving him the facts about how crooked they is.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay. Paul, let me finish. I heard you've been on the tequila tonight, and I respect that. But listen,
no.
What?
No.
Hey, good for you, Paul. Hey, it's good for you. It's all right. Paula, but listen, me and Jim both presented the cases of Florida hospitals talking about COVID boosting their numbers down there. I mean, who else would you want to hear the information from us to give you and not call it a hoax or a conspiracy theory, as David liked to talk about? What else do you want to hear from us?
Okay,
Do you see where I'm going with this, Paula?
Yes, I
David just called me a faggot and everything else, every other name in the book, called me a racist. He doesn't even know I'm an African-American. And he was just telling us we were spitting conspiracy theories.
You are not African-American.
Oh, Paul, please don't assume my gender.
Okay.
But listen, Paula, what else would you want to hear from us to give you that COVID numbers are boosted other than the actual hospital and CDC telling you that, which they have? What else do you want from us?
I am looking it up now.
Okay, also going to ask you a question. How do we tell you the things that we've seen that go against, like, the hospitals are saying we have more cases and the nurses are coming crying because they're exhausted, and there's videos and everything of them going live on Facebook and stuff and saying, listen, we need help, but yet the numbers, quote-unquote numbers, say they don't. How can we talk to each other and not throw each other under the bus with numbers? And conspiracy. If you say we say it's a conspiracy, but if we say something, it's also a conspiracy. Do you understand how
hang on. I think we lost him. So I think he went bye-bye. Somehow we lost him. I don't know what happened to him.
Blog Talk still says that you're on live, but they're not. You can't go on. It won't play for some reason. I don't know why Blog Talk's not.
Hello?
It cut you off within a half an hour.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hey,